are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. So this week is filled to the brim with records that I've kind of been pushing down the queue for one reason or another. But now is their time to shine, and shine they do with all of their crackly, sparkling class, and backed with so much talent. It's unbelievable. Enjoy this one, because I'm going to be spending the next three episodes doing a three-part series on mod music from the 1970s to now. And there's a lot to go through, and that's why it's a three-part series. So that's veering off what I've been doing quite a bit. I did a mod revival show a while ago, which I really enjoyed doing. That was fun. But I've got so much music from the 79 revival to now, I thought, why not walk you guys through that? But in the meantime, and until that happens, why don't we let the needle do the walking?
Each and every day.
I good to game out you.
Dapper Dan. Now this is a great one. Raw and powerful R&B girl group with an in-your-face lead singer, probably Sandra Peoples. It rocks from start to finish. It kind of sounds like the Bobettes, but tougher. This was the Four Jewels on Checker. Apparently they backed Billy Stewart on some of his chest sides and later recorded as the Jewels on Dimension. Followed that up with the Coasters, Young Blood. If you have Searchin', their hit, it's the flip side of that on Atco. Another Lieber and Stoller cracker. Finished everything off with the weird and excellent Scratchy by Travis Wamick from Nashville, Tennessee on the ARA label or A-R-A label. It was a huge spin at the Twisted Wheel, which is one of the early Northern Soul clubs, if not the first in Manchester. But by the early 70s, it was a no player. No one would even give it a second look. And the value just plummeted. But that was for the 70s. I think it should come back. Brilliant guitar work on that. And the flip, which is called Firefly, is equally as intense.
last week. It was down seven alleys on a dead-end street. They were hanging out the windows and dangling from the roof. Man, it was a gas just to stay in there and goof. I finally got in and was shoved near the table. A girl gave me a bottle without any label. She smiled that smile and said in my ear, just took a little thing, oh, made it last year. So I did.
I might have to get myself a new copy of that Dean Parrish track I played at the top there. I used to play it all the time at the Mod Club back in the day. It's had so much play. The grooves are sounding a little crunched. It's a huge crowd pleaser. That's Dean Parrish's cover of Tell Him, but he's changed it to Tell Her on the Boom label. And I followed that up with Mike St. Shaw on the Capitol label, just a screamer about doing drugs with some chick you met at a party, called Feel It Awesome, Sign of the Times kind of track, and finished everything off with Clyde McFadder, his version of Lovey Dovey on Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. with this if I were you.
Oh, you wouldn't, would you? Would you not?
You've already sprung a leak about you know what.
What? What?
About the sprout, the little bugger, our son. If you start in on this other business, Martha, I warn you.
I stand warned.
Do we really have to go through all this?
So anyway, I married the SOB. I had it all planned out. First, he'd take over the history department. Then when Daddy retired, he'd take over the whole college, you know? That was the way it was supposed to be. Getting angry, baby, huh? That was the way it was supposed to be. All very simple. And Daddy thought it was a good idea, too, for a while. Until he started watching for a couple of years. Getting angrier? Until he watched for a couple of years and started thinking that maybe it wasn't such a good idea after all. That maybe Georgie boy didn't have the stuff. That maybe he didn't have it in him.
Stop it, Martha.
Like hell I will. You see, George didn't have much push. He wasn't particularly aggressive. In fact, he was sort of a flop. A great big fat.
Stop it, Martha.
I hope that was an empty bottle, George. You can't afford to waste good liquor. Not on your salary, not on an associate professor's salary.
I've got honey muffins anytime that you want some. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? And there's a lot of little jelly rolls where this comes from. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? I've got tasty, hasty pudding, but it just don't last. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? And my little tapioca's going mighty fast. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Baby, wait until you share of eclair. You can take my tutti frutti away and I won't budge. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? But I ain't about to part with all my homemade fudge. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Now I'm cooking from the recipes that I have learned. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? So don't you fool around my oven or you're sure to get burned. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Wrap me up in black diamond mink coats, purring Jaguar cars. Know what I mean? Moonlight rides in Acapulco.
Oh.
Do the Freddy, that's Freddy and the Dreamers on the Capitol label. Before that, Nichelle Nichols. Yes, Nichelle Nichols, the original Uhura from the original Star Trek TV show and subsequent movies. Track's called Know What I Mean. It's on the Epic label. Started everything off by flipping over Pieces of Eight, which I played last week. Their version of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf on the A&M label.
Come crawling in. Get it. Get it. do that when you need me, and if you ever should, you know I'm come crawling, darling, 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 come crawling. That's when you need me, and if you ever should, you know I'm come crawling. I got to get to you, baby, baby, baby. I'm come crawling. I'm lonely, darling. Can't you see me?
From the heart of Canada, you are listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net. We started off there with an amazing crossover from 1972. Millie Jackson, Smooth Northern Soul, Ask Me What You Want is the name of the track on the Spring label. Followed that with Little Royal, I'll Come Crawling on the Try Us label. And finally, the Showstoppers, Shake Your Mini on Showtime.
You're gonna Barbecue, it ain't gonna give me none. Say what? Oh, not you again. Say, Leroy, here's this woman with them skinny legs again. She got a greasy mouth this time. Come on, baby, get this greasy mouth woman. She remind me of them folks up in Navasota, Texas, eating barbecue and drinking red soda water on the 19th of June. Look here. Give me a piece of that barbecue and kiss me with your greasy mouth, sir. Yeah, I was talking to this woman the other day. Now, here's a woman that was gonna quit her man because he wasn't making enough money on his job. Talking about how much tax Uncle Sam take out his money. She went on to say something like this. She said, they take tax and more tax, and he keep on taking that tax. Why he take so much money from my man when he ain't got enough to relax? Well, let me tell you one thing, baby. You let that man stay on that little Reese's job, and then him keep bringing home that little set in the 250 every week. And you keep that man, cause Uncle Sam is gonna get his, baby. You need to worry about that. Some women ain't men, ain't got no jobs. Men dropping off like flies. Y'all better keep them men out there.
Classic Joe Tex style. Men are getting scarce on the ATCO label. It's probably why I pushed that one down the line so much. It was, I think, a little too much like his other stuff that I've played recently. Before that, as promised, I'd flipped over Betty Moorer. Last week I played Speed Up. This time we got to hear her cover of the Isley Brothers' It's My Thing, very funky. Followed by the flip of If That's What You Wanted by Frank Beverly and the Butlers, Love, Your Pain Goes Deep. And that's on the Sassy label. Sassy! Welcome to the world of the weird and wonderful. Starting everything off there, we had Helmut Zacharias from Germany covering Respect on the fiddle. It's just too good. I have that on Capitol. After that, I played Penny Arcade, another P.F. Sloan number from Canadian band The Thomas Group on RCA Victor. And finally, The Strawberry Alarm Clock on Uni, track called Tomorrow, kind of on-the-nose prediction of the future with tall buildings and carnivals and clowns. Look to America, people. It's a carnival, and there's a clown in charge.
Ah!
Northern Soul crossover gold. Dusty Springfield, What's It Gonna Be on the Philips label. Before that, the original version of Crybaby, done by Garnet Mims and the Enchanters, only it wasn't the Enchanters behind him, it was the Gospeliers. And among them was Dionne Warwick. Interesting. Written by Burt Burns and Jerry Ragavoy under their pseudonyms Burt Russell and Norman Mead. That came out in 1963, and it was covered by The Fantasies, Johnny O'Keefe, PJ Proby, Don Bryant, and the Mad Lads before it was covered by Janis Joplin in 1971 and was a massive hit for her. So I'm going to leave you off with something now that may divide the room quite dramatically. I'm playing this because the song is by one of my favorite mod bands, The Creation, and I find it fascinating that this disco supergroup called Boney M decided to cover Painter Man by The Creation in 1979. Now, Christmas is coming up, and Boney M's Christmas album is probably everybody's favorite Christmas album, so it's not too out of season to play Boney M, but it is pretty way off the on-target radar. However, they did also cover Sam and Dave's Hold On, I'm Coming, quite fantastically, in fact. This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count, with yours truly, Maud Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM, or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.